my order, I should say.
You mean in her case?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to see.
I'd also note that the case...
I'd also like to see one.
I've got about four copies. I'd also point out that her case is currently under the under appeal to the Court of Appeals. And I am, of course, as you know, not permitted to even comment on the case. And hopefully the Court of Appeals will sort it out and make a decision on the case. But it's improper for me to comment since it's under appeal. I don't think there were any complaints about my demeanor or anything like that. It was just the result. And I'm saddened by this one. Now, do you want me to stop now or do you want me to address Ms. Wilson?
If you would, go ahead. I think the copies will come back.
As far as Ms. Wilson's comments, in all fairness, I think she might have me confused with somebody else. I have copies of my order in that case. It was May 5th, 2005. And I had, it was a 3-day trial. And actually, I reviewed my order. I pulled it out of the file. I had given her joint custody. I was part of the chain of judges that had had the case. I had terminated her supervised visitation, which Dr. Zuckerman recommended. I took Dr. Zuckerman's decision making.
Judge, I'm sorry, and I'm not a family law practitioner. When you said you terminated her supervised visitation,
I gave her
terminated the visitation.
No, I gave her unsupervised visitation.
Thank you.
Which was contrary to Dr. Zuckerman's recommendation.
Thank you.
I also expanded her visitation greatly. And as a matter of fact, one thing I remember about the case when she left the courtroom, she says, Judge Finch, I love you.
Yes,
I
did.
Kind of remember that. I don't
I love you. You're a good judge. What's that time?
Well, but I never had the case again. What happened is, the way our court works is that we may not get the case. We have 15 judges. And I honestly think she might be confused. It sounded to me like she was complaining about I didn't get the case back, or it was continued. I'm just somewhat baffled because I actually expanded her visitation. I gave her joint custody, and I think I went out of my way to be fair in that case, and it did take 3 days. That's all I really say.
Members of the committee, any questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I asked this question of one of the previous juvenile domestic relations court judges about the process that they use to determine custody. And I just want to know what process Judge Finch uses when he decides to make that determination.
On whether we get the case or not, or the actual process?
The actual custody itself.
Well, of course, I was a juvenile court judge for 19 years, and the two forms are very different. In juvenile court, the vast majority of the cases are pro se. They do not have attorneys, so I come from that background. Very different in circuit court, because the vast majority of the cases have two attorneys, or one attorney on occasion. Rarely do we get pro se litigants, but we have to follow the factors set forth in the code. The primary consideration always being the best interest of the child. We have a lot of visitation cases. We have a lot of custody cases. And I still enjoy hearing them because they're important cases. But I try to hear everybody out, expert testimony, non-expert. And many of them involve quite a few witnesses. That's how we do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's a little bit different from the process that I heard a little bit earlier, but thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Senator Cuccinelli.
Judge Finch, we're getting copies of this opinion here. Was there a written opinion?
I have Ms. Wilson.
I'm just referring to the other passed out now. Is there a written opinion other than what you may have said from the bench?
No. But it is under appeal.
Is it fair to say that it's a standard practice on your part to issue rulings from the bench rather than written opinions?
I would say, percentage-wise, custody cases, I normally rule from the bench.
How about other cases?
Complex civil cases, I take them under advisement.
And then,
of course, criminal cases, we do a lot of those too, and they're just...
On the civil cases, when you say you take them under advisement, does that usually result in a written order, or do you bring back people back into the court?
Usually I do it by letter opinion. Letter opinion. On occasion, if it's a shorter opinion, I will have them come back on a day convenient for them, and we'll read it to the court reporter, and then have one of the attorneys in the court.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
All right, thank you.